Okay, so I wanted to share a thought with you ladies about the whole issue of interpersonal relationships and about Shalom Bayis. And I think this is a fascinating point. If any of you have read Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning.
Yeah.
I don't think I mentioned it in this forum before, but it's a fascinating book, really fascinating work. I remember being in a class, I don't remember what the class was about, but there was one of the other students there, a non-Jewish lady, and she could not stop talking about this amazing, amazing book about this Jewish psychiatrist and the Holocaust. I mean, she just absolutely thought it was the best book in the world. And it really is a tremendous book. So there's one paragraph there which I think is very instructive to all of our lives. And I think it's important to illustrate this way because we live in America. We live in a world that is very affected by psychology and psychological thought. In one paragraph there, he compares and contrasts himself, Viktor Frankl, to two of his predecessors, to Freud and to Adler. Freud, we're all familiar with. Freud is famous, dubbed as the father of modern day psychology, Jewish psychiatrist, of course. And his focus, if you've read anything about Freud, is all about pleasure. He's very focused about the main motivating feature of a human being is pleasure. And he talks a lot about sexuality, but pleasure in general is what Freud looks to as the motivator of people. And if you understand what motivates people, you can help them with their
pleasure.
Exactly. And then comes along Adler. Adler, also a Jewish psychologist, a student of Freud's. They had their differences and their split later on, but certainly one of the students, famous students of Freud. The program that I went to here actually in Georgia State is an Adlerian approach, the master's program in Georgia State, very very much alive and well today. And Adler gave the world a lot of different ideas and articulated certain ideas, but he points to the fact that the main motivator for people is not like his Rebbe, so to speak, his teacher said, pleasure. He felt it was all about power. And that's to get into birth order and first child, middle child, all that kind of stuff comes from Adler. So what really motivates people, according to Adler, is having power, having control of oneself, of others, of situation. That's really what motivates people. Frankl, in his book, says he believes they're both wrong. And what really motivates people is meaning. And that, of course, is the name of his book, Man's Search for Meaning, is his most famous work. It's meaning, really, what ultimately motivates people. And he points out they're all from Vienna. I don't think he mentions this, but we know they're all Jewish, and they're all very prominent thinkers. I mean, their ideas, whether we know the source of them or not, are very, very dominant in Western thought. So in reading that paragraph, I think it's important, again, and just in our own understanding of the world, our own worldview, it's important to think about this. Are any of them wrong? Who's more right? So I think it's clear. The Torah tells us that they're all right on some level. It's certainly true. Pleasure motivates us significantly. Power and control motivates us significantly. Meaning, hopefully, motivates us significantly. But the question really is, what decisions do we make to, in other words, which we give import to the one that we want to really motivate us, so that our lower selves are much more into pleasure and power control, whereas our higher selves, our neshama, is really activated, and we're really operating, as some psychologists would say, on an adult level as opposed to a child level. We're really working to grow in the growth mode. Certainly, meaning, hopefully, is what motivates us more. And certainly, people will give up everything, including their lives, for meaning. It's certainly not pleasurable, certainly not control, but Frankl is an example of this. The tortures that he went through and everything that he saw in the camps led him to this conclusion, or affirmed this conclusion in his mind, that meaning is more important than anything else. So I think this is a huge point to have in mind. Again, we all know this deep inside, but to have in mind when we are in a relationship, certainly marriage, and truth is any relationship, and that is the understanding, the outlook, the hashkafa, the view of the world, that this relationship is really about meaning. It's not, of course, pleasure and control and power, etc., are important to us, but if we remind ourselves that what really should be motivating us in a relationship is meaning, then all the issues that invariably, inevitably will come up in any relationship, really in any situation, is much more handleable. We can, if we enter that relationship with that outlook and remember that, so then the trials and tribulations are part of that meaning. They foster that meaning. They increase that meaning. If it's always pleasurable, there almost is no meaning. We're not being challenged. We're not being pushed. We're not being, we're not being forced to grow into. So I think this one idea is it may be the crux of the challenges that we see in the world today, because the world is operating on the first two premises, on power and on pleasure. And when a relationship is no longer pleasurable and no longer, I'm not in control, I'm not getting what I want, so then unfortunately we know what the result of that is. But when we understand Hashem puts us in relationships, in all relationships, to gain meaning from it, and which means understanding of who I am, who the other person is, to grow from that relationship. That's obviously what real meaning is. So then, yes, I'm in this situation right now. It's unpleasant and it's uncomfortable, and I'm not getting what I want, etc. But that's exactly why you're there.
Shkach. Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.